Penguin Random House Canada Audio presents Heartberries, a memoir by Therese Marie Maillot. Read for you by Rainy Fields.
I want you to know, if you ever read this, there was a time when I would rather have had you by my side than any one of these words. I would rather have had you by my side than all the blue in the world. Maggie Nelson. Introduction by Sherman Alexie. Therese Marie Myatt arrived in my life via vision. Well, she was due to give birth at any moment and couldn't attend the writing workshop in person, so she was beamed into the classroom via Skype or iChat or Facebook streaming on somebody's laptop. She became the cyborg writer in the room. It was hilarious at first. It never stopped being hilarious. But as the week went on, I realized that Therese's lack of physical presence gave her voice more power. When she spoke, we all had to lean toward the computer to better hear. And then we'd sometimes forget she was in the room. It's easy to forget about a computer. But then Therese would speak, would politely seek our attention, and we'd turn toward that laptop as if it were a shrine. Hilarious. It all seemed like a contradiction. But that 21st century technology turned Therese into an ancient. Well, it made her feel like she was powered by something ancient. So in reading Heartberries, I was not surprised to learn that Therese, as a child in search of answers, in search of protection, pretended to be ancient. I didn't say any of this at the time. I didn't want to single her out or praise her too much. I was the professor and I needed to be fair, objective, and critical. But what I really wanted to say was, Therese, when I sat down with your manuscript,